views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to all aspects of your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live, and by doing so, create a positive influence on the planet as a whole. Today, my guest is actually a repeat guest, someone who I enjoy immensely, named Angelia LaRue. Angie has a fascinating personal story, which she shared with us on a previous show back in September of this year. So in case you missed it, I'm going to give you a bit of her bio, but for the fascinating story, you're actually going to have to go back and listen to that one because I won't be getting into it. So here's her bio. Angelia LaRue is a certified master Christologist and energy practitioner, healer, psychic, teacher, spiritual counselor, psychic surgeon, manufacturer of orgone generators, and has a small lab making carbon 60 oils. Angie experienced a spontaneous awakening of consciousness in December 2011, and since that time has been following the voice and nudges of her higher self and the divine to uncover her life's purpose and play all in. Since then, she has helped many others to do the same and get fired up about being alive on this planet. Now, today, Angie is here to teach you how to manifest the reality you want, which is, of course, totally aligned with living a vibrant, powerful life. So, Angie, welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And hello, listening audience.
It's so great to have you back here with us. So today we're going to talk about manifesting things. And I thought it'd be a good idea to break this topic down into super easy chunks. So perhaps we could start with having you explain to our listeners what manifesting is. I mean, it's not magic, but sometimes it can feel like it is. So can you help us to understand it a bit better?
Absolutely. And I just realized when you read the bio that I have an update. As of a couple of weeks ago, I am now an ordained reverend. I finished seminary school. So
good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. I just still thought I had over a year to go. But anyway.
Oh, it's funny when that happens, eh? Oh, now I'm done.
Oh, it's my graduation. Oh, my goodness. So what is manifesting? Manifesting is attracting the people, the items, the situations, and the opportunities into our life that we desire. And we all have those secret, you know, wishes of how we would really like something to be a certain way, or, you know, we really need, you know, our car fixed or a new car or, you know, whatever, that thing that's actually outside of our reach. We can't quite get it, that networking opportunity or whatever. And it is how to use that wishful thought, that hope, that desire, that want to align the energy and actually attract that to yourself.
Right. To make it happen. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I have some stories that I might throw in throughout for my own experience, because it's so fascinating how it works. So you mentioned to me that it's a great idea to practice non-attachment manifesting first. Can you explain Absolutely. What you mean by this?
So non-attachment is really where we need to be in our psychological, emotional state. And that's really a challenge because, you know, our car is broken down. But, you know, we're having to, whatever, take the bus or rely on other people. And, you know, we really need that new transmission. And so we have strong attachment to it, right? Mm-hmm. But we can't manifest that new transmission from a place of attachment. We have to be completely neutral. We have to be in a very surrendered place where we don't really care. But how do we care when we don't have the transmission? And it's just practice. We can actually practice how to become neutral or have no attachment to an outcome. Hmm. And a good way to kind of train the skill up is to start with things that are possible and we actually don't have attachment to. So like, you know, in the morning saying, I want butterflies today. Then we look for the butterflies to appear in our life. Maybe our friend is wearing a butterfly necklace or butterfly earrings or butterflies fly by us or they're suddenly on our screensaver or, you know, so we just watch for that butterfly energy as we desire butterflies in the morning and we feel the feeling that, you know, that delight or enjoyment or that sense of magic, whatever that emotion is that's attached to butterflies for us. When we feel that, as we put our wish out to the universe, that frequency, it's a frequency and it attracts that frequency back to us. So, you know, then watching for the butterflies showing up in your life that day, you know,
nice.
Or it could be a parking spot. You know, yes. Manifesting your parking spot. One of my favorites to do besides parking spots is sales on items that I need in the store.
Oh.
So, you know,
you might get a little attached to those ones. Right? You know how you said the non-attachment?
Right, right.
Being a little attached that, oh, I really need this sale. So that's right. A really key piece to this, right? You have
exactly.
to be able and to so say, I want this sale.
Right. And so that's where we get to practice not caring if it's actually on sale. So we want to do this from a internal feeling of amusement, but not attachment. We want to, you know, it's like flirting with the universe. It's like this fun little dance, right? Where we don't have attachment, but we would be tickled if, you know, or we would be amused yes. if. Right? But
right.
the attachment, that clinging, that neediness, it doesn't work with boyfriends. Not going to work Darn with it. Manifesting.
Yeah. Nice. You know, I really like that when you explain the butterflies there, that it wasn't just about a real live butterfly. Because of course, right. I mean, where I live right now, it's getting quite cool and there's not going to be I shouldn't say there's not going to be a butterfly. In another month, there's not a chance the butterfly would freeze as it's flying right. through the air, right?
Right. And you might actually find an actual butterfly in the middle of winter, but it might not be living.
Well, that's true. That is true. But being aware of pictures and noticing the different ways it can show up, that friend wearing the necklace, that's really neat. Mm-hmm. And I do find for myself, I am just tickled with the messages that I get mm-hmm. from the universe when I'm paying attention. And so by putting something like that out, my thing is often dragonflies. I just love them. And they just show up then all over. Like you'll be looking at a billboard and you'll go, oh my gosh, look at that. There's a great big dragonfly exactly. on that billboard. Yeah. So it's nice. Oh, it makes life kind of fun. Fun.
Yeah. Oh, that person has, you know, a decal of a dragonfly in the back of their window.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, looking for, and that also helps us in learning the universe's language. So now when we're trying to actually, you know, manifest that transmission for our car that we need, we're more open to the different ways that it comes to us, right? It's not, right. you know, our local parts store giving away a free transmission, but it's, you know, the father of a friend who is going to junk a car, but it actually has a transmission in it that can be converted to your car, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. it's, you know, learning, oh, here's that transmission, not the way I expected, but here it is. So it's this idea of having no expectations. And from yes. no expectations, we can receive it in the way that it comes.
You know, that's so interesting. The next question that I want to ask you is if you can share some stories or examples of things people have manifested. But before you do, I just want to share a story from my neighbor. Her and I are both juicing celery right now and drinking it every morning. And so she wanted to get a juicer and looked at the prices of them. And they're fairly expensive to get a good one. And celery is something a little tough to juice. And so she has a blender that could work. And then she could put it through a cloth. It's more work for her, but it's doable. So she decided that, you know what, I'm just going to be happy with this. So I was in a store and I texted her to say, hey, this juicer is on sale. You interested? And I told her the price and everything. And she said, you know what, this thing I'm doing right now is working okay for me. So I think I'm just going to stick with what I'm doing. It won't cost me anything more and all will be great. I said, okay, no problem. Well, the next day she texted me, guess what? She said, my so-and-so just contacted me and her mother has a juicer. She's getting rid of it and she wants to give it to me. And so it's exactly what you just said. So beautiful, because she let go of any connection, any desire. It wasn't like, oh, I really want one. Now it was, I can make do with what I have. And the universe said, all right, then here you go. You can have a juicer. Yes. Nice.
That's
so beautiful. How about you? What are some examples you could share?
There's a fun one, which isn't mine, but then I'll share a few of mine too. It's a lady that just lives a few towns away, and she had hit retirement. Money was really tight, and she still had a significant, about $30,000 left on her mortgage, and it just wasn't going to work on her fixed income, and she needed that mortgage taken care of. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she put out to the universe. And in a complete surprise, about 6 weeks later, somebody came and asked her, what do you really need to feel, you know, comfortable and safe and do your work into the world? And she said, I really need my mortgage paid off. And they paid her mortgage off.
Oh my gosh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Nice.
So for myself, I've manifested two houses, one for my ex-husband and one for a recent boyfriend. And I manifested my minivan, which was quite the story because I got very particular with it. And my list of things that I wanted it to have exactly was almost an impossible list. I wanted a Japanese-made vehicle at an American price. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be the limited, you know, version of it with all the bells and whistles, you know, the super nice version. I wanted right. it to be, I wanted it to still have no car smell and not cost more than like $2,500.
Okay. That's a tough order, a tall order.
Yeah. It was almost the impossible list. And it actually came to me within about 2 weeks. And it turns out that the Mercury Villager is just skinned by Mercury. So, you know, the outside shell, but the entire engine and all the mechanical working parts are actually Toyota, Subaru, something like that. It's Japanese.
Okay.
And it had been owned by a family who had taken really excellent care of it. It actually still had new car smell. Everything worked on it. And they had just put brand new Michelin all-weather tires on it too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how did it come to you? Like, how did you find out about it?
So I put the word out, and Spirit is telling me this is important to do, because the universe needs avenues to bring it to you too. And great. So I just put the word out among people. This is what I'm looking for. If you happen to see something, let me know. And a gentleman who I had told came to me. I said, listen, I found an ad for this, and they're willing, you know, to drive 2 hours. If we'll drive 2 hours and meet, and they'll show it to you. And they wanted $5,000 for it. But it was exactly what I wanted. And I managed to talk them down to $2,500 with cash.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
that is so cool. Okay. So now I'm sure people are either, you know, walking away because they don't believe us, or, and I think more of them will be doing this, they're leaning in now. They want to know, okay, so how do I do this? If you don't already know how to do this, then you want to know how to do this. So
right.
let's teach them. Okay, what can we do to teach people how?
So a lot of us have been doing it already. We just call it synchronicity, but there's something that we desire, and then kind of magically within a few days, it shows up and it's like this incredible synchronicity. And there's this feeling like, ooh, I feel like something heard me almost, right? But no, that couldn't be the case. It's just synchronicity. So really the difference between synchronicity and manifesting is just becoming consciously aware that we're manifestors, that we do this all the time. And, you know, when we don't believe in manifesting and we just notice the synchronicities around us, we're actually doing that from a place of non-attachment. We're thinking about what we want and then, oh my goodness, oh, look at that. I was just thinking about that the other day and here it is. Mm-hmm. So practicing that non-attachment that we had when we didn't believe in manifesting in the first place is very helpful. And then practicing, and meditation helps, meditating to a point of no mind. And the reason meditation helps is it helps us learn to control our emotions and our desires and our inner head talk so that we can put our order out to the universe and do that from a very neutral place, which is the feeling of, you know, amusement or excitement or, oh, this is what it's going to feel like to have this wonderful new friend, right? But having zero attachment to it. If the new friend comes, oh my goodness, it'll be wonderful. And if the new friend doesn't come, that's okay, because there's this other group I wanted to join anyway. And, you know, I don't have a lot of time, right? Mm-hmm. So that neutrality.
And especially neutrality about the actual outcome, because you can, I mean, in your case, the example you shared was super specific, but sometimes you're better off not like to be specific about what you want, but not to dictate that outcome. Like it needs to come to me by this avenue, you know, this is the way it has to come or whatever, because we actually change things, right? We're attached now because we've hooked on to the outcome.
Right. And we can get super specific about what we wanted. This house that I manifested, you know, I asked for a garden tub with no jets in it. You know, I asked for a big, huge wooden fan if it had a fan. And there were some other specific things. I wanted landscaping taken care of. I don't want to have to be mowing the yard, et cetera, et cetera. So it ended up being an HOA where that's all taken care of. It has the garden tub. It has the big fan. It has the walk-in closet. But for the price range that I wanted, there had to be sacrifices. So we ended up with a super small kitchen.
Oh, okay.
You know, so the universe will deliver it however it can. But setting time limits, I need it by this time. Or something like that, that's not going to be as effective. But we could be fairly specific. You know, you can ask for, you know, all white butterflies from the universe or all orange butterflies, you know, and probably get that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but if you want some color that doesn't exist or you want them to all happen by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that gets too specific, that reduces the probability.
So what happens then if a person wants to, well, let's say they need the house and they need the house before the end of the year, for example, they can't put the timeline on it?
Well, if it's about the middle of the year when they're asking for that, yes. But if they're asking December 15th, it just reduces the probability a lot. The more time the universe has to kind of find, you know, potential, right? Mm-hmm. So this is kind of how manifesting works. It is a mathematical possibility. If it is a mathematical possibility in your region, the probability increases dramatically. So if I wanted to manifest deer in my yard today, there's a super high probability I can do that because deer do come down into this town. Mm-hmm. But I'm in North America. If I wanted to manifest an elephant in my yard today, and I specified like a living actual elephant, I probably wouldn't get it. But if I didn't specify that living elephant, because that's never occurred in North America. So it's not in the probability pot, right?
Right. But unless the circus is in town and the elephant happens to escape, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Exactly. But if I just specified elephant, it could happen because it could be a toy elephant, a child drops. It could be, you know, a photograph torn out of a magazine that
blows in and sticks to a bush with an elephant on it. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a friend who comes with a little, you know, pottery, something gift for me of an elephant, right? So mm-hmm. does that make sense?
It does. It makes sense. I think, like, for myself, I've kind of been told not to worry about time, because the time universe doesn't work in the timeline that we do. It's not linear time for the universe. So I don't usually think about that, but I will put parameters on something. Like, if I want to be part of a convention and I really want to go and I don't have the money to go, then I will put out that I need that money to come to me before the deadline for the convention. But I learned since then that I'm actually better off not to need the money to come to me, but instead to have it work out that I'm allowed to go to the convention.
Exactly.
Because then I might be asked to volunteer at it, or something else might, you know,
right.
come up.
It opens it up more. It allows the universe more options in how it can present it to you.
Right.
And it also helps us to not be so attached, right? Because we want to be in an open, surrendered, just excited to see what the universe comes up with, emotional stance. So the looser we can keep that, the more our probability increases. And then keeping it within the probability pot for our region, not trying to manifest elephants in North America or something. It needs to actually exist, have the possibility. And it can be slim. It can be super slim. Another great way to practice is dice. And I spent a couple years doing this with just practicing with friends who are manifestors. And we would try to roll the dice that we wanted, like double fives or, you know, snake eyes or, you know, whatever. And if you were going very specifically, like for snake eyes or double sixes, you could get it because it's in the probability pot, right? The dice is, it's
right
there.
Yeah. But the non-attachment can be an issue.
Right.
if you must roll it to stay in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we did good. I mean, we did incredibly good. But it was even easier to manifest like a seven, because there was multiple ways you could get seven out of two dice.
Right.
Or a six. You know, instead of double threes, if you just want to roll a six, there's multiple different ways the universe can deliver that six.
Right.
So dice is a really good way to learn non-attachment and emptiness, because it's very instant, right? You're shaking it in your hand, stating what you want, letting go utterly, and dropping the dice. Mm-hmm. So it's a very quick way to learn the state of mind and emotions that you need to be in to manifest it. And then there's this tipping point when you start manifesting what you actually want, where the ego reattaches. It gets all excited. Woohoo! Oh my God, I'm doing it. And then you can't do it again for a while. Until you get back to non-attachment again.
Right. Right. I have certainly manifested a job that I mean, when I first heard about the job, I told them, thank you so much for creating this job for me, because I just knew, I just felt it was my job. And I had just like 2 days before sat there thinking, so I think I need to find a job. I think it's time, you know, to go out. And this was quite a few years ago, but it, you know, worked perfectly. And I wasn't attached to it. Once I was in the running for it, I had a few people tell me that I had very little chance of getting it because there was many other people in the running. And at first I started to buy into that. And I thought, no, you know what? I'm just going to believe it's mine because I know it's mine. And it was mine. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely.
So we're running through the time here like so quickly. I feel like we need to share some tips that people can use when they're in a lower state. You know, they wake up in the morning and maybe something really disappointing happens, or they just don't feel good, or they've had a disagreement with their partner, their colleague. And so their energy is quite low. And I've been taught that when your energy is low, whatever you've manifested could come to you, but you'll miss it because it's a different frequency. It's just going to sail on by. Mm-hmm. So do you have just a couple little tips you could share for that?
Sure. Or when you're in a low frequency, you're still manifesting. You're just manifesting things you don't want.
Exactly. Exactly.
So two of the quickest things I can think of, or three of them. The first would be meditating, but that could be very difficult. Another thing that works is anything that makes you laugh.
You know, go to a joke nice. Site or go watch kitten videos or doggy videos, right? Get your frequency up, something that makes you laugh. And another thing that works really well to raise your frequency is music, particularly if it's something that makes you want to dance. And you can change your frequency in about 5 minutes, you know.
Nice.
Unless you allow your mind to continue to ruminate about whatever it was that caused the low frequency in the first place. So if you don't control your brain and you let it just keep chewing on that bone, you won't be able to change your frequency. But if, you know, you're just like, I don't like feeling like this, I'm going to stop my thoughts and I'm going to put some good music on and have that bagel I've been wanting to have, boom, you can switch your frequency really quickly.
Yes. And that's where you call up a girlfriend and you say, okay, I just need to laugh. Like,
let's laugh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love it. And to me, those are really great tips to remember, especially the not ruminating, because I think we do get stuck in that place of, you know, I'm still worrying about my son or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, right. instead of letting go of that and saying, okay, I'm going to trust here and I'm just going to raise my level. I'm going to put on some music. I'm going to talk to my friend. I'm going to laugh. Yeah. You can stay connected with Angie through her website at crystalarrays.com. That's crystalarrays.com. That address will be up on the blog that is attached to this interview at empoweringenergy.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for a free 15-minute consultation, or you can check on my same blog and get the address for her YouTube video called 7 Ways to Calm Yourself and Raise Your Frequency. Angie, thank you so much for joining us again today. It has been wonderful talking to you about manifesting. And I love when we're able to take something and then break it down into nice, easy pieces so people are able to take it and start using it right away. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you to our listeners. You are why we do this. So thank you for listening. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Angelia LaRue, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.